Oasis Audio presents Wonderstruck by Margaret Feinberg, read for you by Margaret Feinberg. Point 000, captured by the night sky. Bright-eyed in the early hours of a frigid January morning several years ago, I heard a familiar voice whisper, "It's time to go to sleep." Though I knew such words were spoken in wisdom and love, I refused to allow the allure of slumberland to steal me from the wonder. The announcement of a promotion for my husband, Leif, had required a move, and we had spent every waking hour boxing up all we owned and saying goodbye to loved ones. We weren't moving far, 92 miles to be exact, but in southeast Alaska, where the only way to travel between islands is by air, boat, or long, frigid swim, miles multiply in people's hearts. Rumors circled of the inefficiency and unreliability of the ferry system connecting the regional ports, but remained the only practical option for the move. Pulling our overloaded vehicles into the belly of the ship, we had exhaled a sigh of relief and then scrambled to the observatory deck to secure a window seat where we could watch the last of the brief day's blissful sun melt into the horizon. The route we had selected wasn't the most direct, but permitted us to leave Sitka one day and wake up in our new hometown of Juneau the next. Staring out the window, I couldn't remember the last time I'd slouched in a chair with nowhere to go and nothing to do. The ship held me captive, and I submitted to the monotony. Then fatigue drained the remaining amps of my energy reserves. I took one last glance at Leif and mustered a slanted smile before nodding off to sleep. Hunger soon woke me, following the dim lighting down.